Hello, friends. On today's Earth Day show, we heart Pluto. England wants your clothes. Food is made out of thin air. Seattle gets less trashy. And we get in on the lottery for fireflies. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times. You get what I'm talking about. So come on. What say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world? You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling all right.
Well, I've had two sips of my beverage. So,
okay.
Things are right with the world.
Yay.
Things are right with the world.
Yeah.
And I've had two sips of my second beverage, so things are even more right for my world.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My world is two beers in, which is what you're listening to right now.
Nice segue, yeah.
Yep. I am Brett Weaver. I'm in drinking.
Have you now?
No.
What is in that?
This is, I had the mistake that was the mystery shot.
Okay.
Usually I have not the mystery. Oh, I usually have a different mystery shot, but they've changed the recipe. And now it's more creamy, which instead of before it was citrusy. So now it's weird to have it with this gin and tonic, with Angostura bitters that I'm having. I'm one of your hosts, Brett Weaver.
And I'm Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying an Austin East cider this evening. The original.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm Doug Fels, and I'm having a whiskey sour randomly.
Yes.
Awesome.
And was told by someone at the bar that he was going to go get shirts from the 1670s.
Yeah, I mean, as a friendly guy, I made a joke because I went through the first drink so quickly that there was clearly a hole in my glass. And, of course, he laughed and said, yeah, I'm going to a house tomorrow. It's going to be... I'm going to pick up hundreds of surf shirts from the 1670s. And my eyes went, huh? Yes. Excuse me while I do a Scooby-Doo head tilt.
That's a lot of shirts. 1670s. First of all, surf shirts.
They're probably ruffled.
Right.
Yes.
They're probably ruffled.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
D'Artagnan was big on the waves.
That's right.
And they say Monteverdi rocks.
That's right.
So he clarified he meant 60s and 70s. But.
Now the joke's not so funny. But
he is a bit of a talker, though.
Oh,
he struck up a conversation with the young lady who showed him a picture of a dog. And he was like, oh, I have a neighbor who has a dog named Eleanor. And she was like, oh, that's a really good name, Eleanor. And then she walked away and he was like, oh, that's not... And he talked to the bartender and said, well, that's nice. Yeah, it's just nice talking to people. It's just, you know, and I was like, get me my
get
beer.
Gotta get out of here.
Here's my card.
God bless. I'm on my way.
Podcast to do and an early flight tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we've got a series of happy stories.
Yay.
That we want to tell you. News. A lot of it was compiled by Monica this week.
And a lot of it had to do with environmental sorts of things, mm-hmm. because what kind of bubbled to the surface sort of globally were stories about the environment because we recently observed Earth Day.
Yes.
And by observed, I mean...
got high and got naked and played drums.
And I mowed my lawn.
Oh, okay.
And then watch the bunnies.
Oh.
Yeah.
The bunnies. Yeah. So, let's start.
Sure.
Let's talk about the planet that isn't a planet anymore. Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely cold and far away. We all know this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we blame Neil deGrasse Tyson that it's no longer a planet.
He has his opinions.
It's not true, but
no,
you
but
know.
He's taken a big. If anything, it's helped him, you know, gain a name.
Right. Do you think Pluto is what gave him his name?
I think it helped with with his famosity.
Famosity?
Yes.
I do like the guy. I think he's pretty hilarious. Yeah. It's like it's not very often you find true science people that are funny.
That's true.
It was like 27 years ago when they demoted it or something, right? It's been a while.
Has it been 27
years? Like 1996 years? Or something like that?
Might have been, yeah.
I thought it was in the 2000s.
Yeah, maybe. I could be getting my dates wrong.
Yeah. So researchers believe that the huge heart-shaped feature on the, this is nice, planetesimal surface was likely caused by a giant and slow oblique angle impact. So here's the thing.
So blunt force trauma.
Yes. On its heart. On its heart. So they just recently, we just got better pictures enough to where people are going, is there a heart on Pluto? And the answer is, I mean, yeah.
Pluto's got a heart on for us.
since Valentine's Day is already passed.
Yeah.
It was, I keep wanting to do the choo-choo-choos you joke, but it doesn't work for this. But ever since the cameras of NASA's New Horizons mission discovered the heart-shaped structure on the surface of the dwarf planet, in 2015, the heart has puzzled scientists because it's unique shape, geological composition, and elevation. So according to the research, Pluto's early history was marked by a cataclysmic event that formed this sweet stellar rocky emoji, a collision with a planetary body about 360 miles in diameter, roughly twice the size of Switzerland from east to west.
Context.
Yes. So then when you look at the picture, you go, that's 360 miles that we're looking at. So that makes me go, oh, yeah, this is small. This is a small planetoid.
Yeah, it is a dwarf.
So it's a pyroclastic, volcanic cavity after it gets crushed or something?
No, it's almost like...
It's just a scrape.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. What happened is it passed by a traffic light, and a bum started to clean it and waved it off and just left it with the heart shape.
Gotcha.
Either that or you look on the other side and the planet and written on it says wash me.
Yeah, right. Damn you, Voyager.
Yeah.
So it is kind of cut into the surface.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them believe that it took a glancing blow from something.
Is it one thing or two? I guess it could possibly be that it one thing hit at the bottom and then it split in two and went, I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying that it's not composed of a single element.
Okay.
But it's certainly interesting.
Maybe a god peed on it and made a heart.
Like drawing in the snow.
That's right.
Or something like that. That's yes.
Yes, welcome to the snow angel on Pluto.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, guys, come back.
Look what I did.
That's very funny. other icy worlds like Pluto are believed to have hosted subsurface oceans, including Neptune, Saturn's very large moon, Enceladus. Is that right?
Enceladus.
Yeah. Enceladus. And its very small moon. Mimas. I didn't know there was a Mimas.
Is it politically correct to call Pluto a dwarf planet, or do we have to call it a small person planet or a little person planet?
No, because it's not a person.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a dwarf.
All right. I'm sure there'll be a reality series about it.
They're going to rename it Peter Dinklage. That's what they're going to do.
As soon as they find a moon around it.
Yes.
Pluto is with a couple other housemates in a thing we like to call Planetoid or Not.
Planetoid.
Planetoid or Not. See, that feels like that's a bad name. What are you, some kind of planetoid?
Nope. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because they couldn't pronounce hemorrhoid right?
That's
get
right.
Out. Get out.
Exactly right.
Actually, I think at one point it was like GM was going to name a economical car an asteroid or something. And that's what they came up with was everybody started calling it the hemorrhoid.
Oh.
And so they decided not to.
Very smart.
Much like the Nova.
Yes. Nova.
Yeah,
Nova.
Which we say that Spanish people think it means don't go, but that's not really what it means. And they know better.
I still like it. I'm going to hold on to that.
But...
Our next story is a textile recycling pilot launched in the UK is basically trying to recover all the fast fashion and do something with all the clothes that's recovered. Monica.
Yeah, I was reading about this and I was like, wait. This is not some pilot program. Although, you know, it may be getting a lot of press in the UK. It's like, we have stuff like this too. But, you know, when we have clothing we don't wear anymore and that sort of thing, we tend to take it to Goodwill or Salvation Army and that sort of thing. But really, are there pieces in there that no one's going to wear because it's just too frayed? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Goodwill throws away like 90% of the stuff they receive.
Exactly.
As clothing.
So that's what this program is all about. It's recycling the actual fabric into other things that they can reutilize and weave again for new textiles.
Yeah.
And that to me is true recycling. People can order prepaid bags from this charity's website, Marks and Spencer, and couriers will then pick the garments up and send them to Oxfam to be resold, reused, or recycled. So Oxfam is the name of the organization. And the trading director, Lorna Fallon, says, by recirculating our clothes and buying and wearing secondhand, we can help reduce the demand for new clothes, which could in turn help to reduce damage to the planet. So the programs in the U.S. that have come to my attention are the Take Back Bag. There's another program called Trashy, which I think is kind of like, this is going in the trashy pile.
That's
over
true.
Here. And Retold Recycling is another.
So the question is, for Marks and Spencer, is that only in the UK? Do you know if it's...
Marks and Spencer is like a chain of fashion stores.
Marks and Spencer is the UK's largest clothing retailer.
So could you order one for here in the US to send to them?
Well, I'm not sure. But they're trial offering a free postal donation service with Oxfam.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, didn't see anything you like? Hey, maybe go through your closet and give some stuff to Oxfam. And when you see that big empty space in your closet, come on back to Marks and Spencer and do some shopping.
I was reading a whole story today just about fast fashion and how they're just like anything, that the use of fast fashion is now seen as a moral thing. No. We don't buy fast fashion anymore.
What do you mean by fast fashion?
Mass-produced.
Okay.
Really, really cheap stuff that you can buy with it, and if you throw it away, you're not going to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they're pushing the more detailed-driven stuff and the more locally created, which is great to say until you're the person who doesn't have a lot of money and you need a shirt.
Yeah.
So. I would hope that we disconnect morality to what we wear, unless, you know, you're just walking around with dicks all on your shirt.
What sort of previously famous name brand fashion items do you still have in your closet?
For a long time, I had a Hugo Boss suit.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know, those Nazis, they can make a nice suit.
That's why the World War II movies are successful. Those are some snappy outfits.
Yeah,
that's right.
They
yeah.
know how to dress.
Yeah.
I never really bought too many. That was the fanciest thing that I ever bought.
Uh-huh.
Was my Hugo Boss suit, and that was way back pre-2000, when I was like, I gotta have one good suit. And so I did go to the fancy store and bought the fancy suit.
Yeah.
And I went dressed in t-shirt and shorts.
Oh, wow.
And showed up and got ignored by this one person. And I actively tried to, it's like, hey, I'm looking for a suit. I don't know what my, okay. And yes. They walked off. Oh, and so I was like, all right. So I went and looked again, and another person came up and said, hey, you look like you're looking for something. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for something. Okay, well, let's go look at suits. So we did, and then I pulled the cash out of my pocket, and I think I spent like $800 on the suit.
Woo.
And as soon as I pulled that cash out, the person's like, you did this on purpose, didn't you? And I was like, yes, I did. I said, make sure to parade me in front of that person right over there.
That's right.
And sure enough, she goes, okay, come on. She's like, here, Mr. Weaver. Like, as we were walking up to the fitting rooms, Mr. Weaver, would you like some bubbly water? We have wine. And you see the other guy going, what's going on? Oh, he's buying a suit. So the guy was like, oh, shit.
Missed that commission.
Yep. How about you? Nice.
Back in 84, the radio station that Jim and I worked for got jackets with the embroidered logo of the radio station on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Members only.
Nice.
I still have a members only jacket.
Oh, that's hilarious.
With the station name on it.
Members only jackets are cool.
They're vintage.
Still. Doug, you're not a clothes horse, but what have you got?
Not really. I've got a couple of Eddie Bauer things, and that's probably the fanciest I've got. I do have one Hart Schaffner Marx suit because, of course, I was an accountant, and for a while I had to wear a suit. And I've mostly gotten rid of all but the one that I take to weddings and funerals and bar mitzvahs and stuff.
Yeah. I tend to dress EK. Like, if I'm buying fancier clothes, I buy it for her.
Oh,
we're back
to
the 9.5 weeks part.
That's right. Well, though the one thing that I have done recently is, or really in the last 10 years, is I stopped buying fast fashion shoes. And, like, I bought my boots, you know, my custom boots. Not custom-made boots, but they were good...
Leather?
They are leather.
Cowl?
They have this certain...
Iguana.
Well, I keep wanting to say Goodwrench, but it's not Goodwrench. Goodyear. Goodyear welted boots. It's a way to sew the uppers to the lowers to where you can resole the shoes.
Oh, wow.
Like, a lot of them are the fast fashion ones are done with plastic or rubber, and then it's... then they stitch it directly to the shoe to where you can't really get it repaired or anything like that.
It's like getting a retread.
Yeah. And so instead, I spent $220 on boots that have lasted me 10 years now. And when I get them resold, it's like $35.
Yeah.
So I've got shoes that fit me exactly right now.
Yeah.
And they last a lot longer. That was the rich people thing that I had read about, is that rich people will buy multiple versions of the same shoe and spend a little bit more, and then you don't wear out your shoes so quickly.
Right.
That was
right.
The two things. Get them resold and have two of the same pair to where you can... If you don't wear those shoes every day, they will dry out. Like, they will, you won't have your foot sweat in there. And it tends to make the shoe last four times longer.
Wow.
Than if you wear it every day.
Is EK a shoe lady?
Not really.
No, nor am I.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a barely wears clothes lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working from home.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one going, baby. You're so beautiful. Let me put this green dress, a real green dress. That's cruel. But
cruel.
That was my favorite thing, is I bought her this super, you've seen her in it.
Yeah.
Where I took her to the Christmas party, and that was my big, after working at this one company for five or six years, they finally get to meet my wife at the Christmas party, and she's dressed up, and I'm the MC of the thing. And I just said, and the first thing I said when I got on stage was, hey, everybody, I know some of you don't think I'm funny, but my wife married me because I can cook and I'm funny. And that's my wife right up. Baby, stand up. Stand up. And everybody's like, wow. And I go, none of your opinion matters. If my joke bombs, that's still my wife. So
she's still going to love it. I'm still going home with her tonight.
And I did. I got a joke to die. I go, doesn't matter.
Nope.
That's my wife.
Still got that wife.
Yep.
Next story.
Next story. A factory open to grow food out of thin air.
Thin air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay. Growing food from thin air. That's the promise of a new factory that opened in Finland.
Finland.
Last week to produce a new planet-friendly protein.
Okay.
Soline is grown. I know what it sounds like.
It's made out of recycled choline.
No, it's grown people. Out of a mighty microorganism using carbon dioxide.
Sure.
And electricity.
And people.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Soline no. Green.
Yep.
Yep.
The result following fermentation and drying is a yellowish powder that its makers say could provide a bountiful harvest born out of thin air.
And people.
How far from the grocery store were these guys?
I know.
Solar Foods, the firm behind Soline, so they say.
It's people.
It's people.
It's people.
Keep going, Monica. It's people.
Hopes to initially...
Keeping her on track.
Yeah.
Yep.
160 tons
wow.
of the alternative protein annually.
Enough for about 5 million meals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And the company admits that such quantities are a drop in the ocean.
Sure.
But claims its product is easily scaled. Protein can be grown anywhere so long as there is energy.
And people.
Explains why there's not so many fans left.
There's less people.
Removed from the demands of traditional agriculture, Soline can be grown even in outer space.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And Soline has already received a novel food regulatory approval in Singapore.
But what do you do with it? I mean, is it a powder? Is it a... Can you make it into a solid form? What is the texture
of it? It's tang.
It's tang.
It's tang. That's
it's
what
tang,
it is.
It's only tang. It's healthy.
And people.
It's
yes. Tang, now with people.
No.
It's good with people. I get it.
Yeah.
You're good with people.
Hammering this joke, Dip.
No, it's just like Soline. Y'all gonna call it Soline?
Yeah, right.
Soline
Green. Yep.
Yeah.
Soline.
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 It's Soline.
And now the coffee.
It's
derivative.
Made from skinny people.
Yeah, very
That's
skinny.
Why they call it Soline.
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 And now the coffee derivative Jolene.
Yep. You've been trying to work that joke in the whole time. You're like, yeah, I'll just wait. Yeah,
you can tell what I just saw a review of.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Jolene.
Sure. More art, less trash. These reuse centers promote upcycling in Washington. You want to take this one too?
No. You're up.
Okay. In 2018, 292.4 million tons of solid waste was disposed of in the U.S., according to the EPA.
Yes!
Yeah,
that makes us like what?
Yeah, that's
number
a drop.
One in the world.
Remember
right?
about the drop in the bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a drop in the bucket. In 2021, the city of Seattle reported 735,182 tons of waste generated.
That's surprisingly high for, I mean, they're you know, a bunch of hippies there, right?
Are they?
Aren't they?
I mean, that's like saying San Francisco is a bunch of hippies when there's Silicon Valley right there. And even here in Austin when there's
yeah.
the high tech, it's not all hippies.
Okay.
I think Austin's weird.
Seattle.
I love that you're just trying to support the statement. I think Austin's weird. So Seattleites generate less waste than the national average.
Yes.
And the city that prides itself on environmental leanings produce a lot more trash than other countries. High-income countries, include the U.S., account for 16% of the global population, but produce more than a third of the world's waste, according to the World Bank.
Oh, man.
Come on, guys.
Jeez.
Hey, we're at the top of the pile, so we have to
That's right.
throw more out the window. Yep. I don't know.
If you can afford more stuff, you're going to have more stuff to get rid of.
Yeah. Yep. I think there's a connection between how we treat materials and how we treat people, said
Boitano.
Jenna Boitano. What would
Brian Boitano do?
That's yes. right. Brian's brother or sister. You know what? We don't know. I think there are no throwaway people. Okay, that was just...
Your article turned into a Hallmark card.
I mean, I think there's a connection between how we treat materials and how we treat people. I mean, I don't know what the rest of you think.
I think it was written by AI.
I think there are no throwaway people.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's
Jenna.
Written by AI.
Creative reuse centers in Washington are finding new ways to keep things out of landfills by turning it into art. Which reminds me...
Here, Art, you can have it.
No, see, thanks. It reminds me of the Iron Giant. And he's like, what is over there is junk. What you currently have in your mouth is art. I'm just saying everybody needs to watch the Iron Giant. It's fantastic. our mission is really to promote creativity, community, and environmental stewardship through creative reuse and art education, said Jenna. So Seattle Recreative operates like a thrift store for art supplies. Okay, so they sort it and give it to these, like, hey, anybody need this buggy wheel? Anybody need...
So there's an article about Goodwill.
But it's other things like plastic straws, cutlery, beaded necklaces.
Yeah.
All of which could, you know, end up in a landfill otherwise.
So it's art. It's art Goodwill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jenna has roots in the Scrap Exchange, a creative reuse center located in Durham, North Carolina. She says this work challenged her to think differently about materials and how we use them. And, you know, come up with that hard statement. We don't throw away people.
Hey. Jenna is pricing these materials at 60% off retail.
Okay.
With some marked free for teachers and BIPOC artists. So that's some good work there.
All right.
Is BIPOC what they call Tupac these days?
Yes, that's when you... That's what... See, they thought Tupac was too offensive.
So they went with BIPOC?
With BIPOC.
Okay,
BIPOC.
Got it.
We are close to being in trouble.
We better move on to something placid and lovely to think about.
Like, yes.
Is it fireflies or is it lightning bugs?
It's fireflies. You say lightning bugs?
I say lightning bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. But over the past few years, you know, man-made displays of color and light like lantern festivals, fireworks shows, drone shows, the whole new thing.
Sure.
Have slowly adapted ways to become more environmentally friendly. Mm-hmm. But one particular light show is already Mother Nature approved.
Oh.
A synchronous firefly phenomenon that happens every summer across South Carolina, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania. And it's a unique mating display that causes thousands of Photinus carolinus, one of the few synchronous firefly species,
cool.
to flash in unison for 5 to 8 seconds and then pause in tandem before repeating the winking pattern again. And the event is so popular that all three national parks in these three states tied to the natural marvel have begun tamping down on visitors through specialized lotteries.
Oh, okay.
That's a flash mob I can get behind.
Yeah.
So the limited attendance is to make the experience better, not just for the humans, but also to better protect the fireflies in question from artificial light pollution emitted from flashlights and car headlights.
Yeah.
So the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is offering this up, and Allegheny National Forest and the Congaree National Park in South Carolina. So go to any of those national parks and you can find out when the lottery is for...
We're having a problem with too many visitors, events. So be sure to go to...
Yeah.
And they're... I mean, fireflies are one of the most beloved bugs on the planet.
Yeah.
And they can't sting or bite humans. They don't carry diseases.
No. Nope.
And they play a big role in cutting down on pests.
Yeah.
And they put on a great show.
We've been this especially this week.
Yeah.
The fireflies have really shown back up here in Central Texas. It's one reason why it's the main reason why when I mow my lawn, I mow it at the highest setting.
Uh-huh.
Because when you do that, that tends to not get them tangled up. They tend to stay deep.
Yeah.
And so my ecology of my yard is pretty healthy because last night, as I was putting this together, I look outside and my yard is just...
The fireflies are saying, thank you, Brett. Thank you, thank you, Brett.
You know what they're actually saying? Come fuck this! Come fuck this! That's what they're saying.
Hey, baby.
I remember years ago watching one of those nature shows. It was probably, the very soft-spoken guy, right? David Attenborough, yes. And he took a flashlight and he was he would have it on and he would sort of move it in a gentle curve like that and turn it off. And a firefly would respond in kind. And he would do the same thing. And it was like...
Catfishing that poor firefly.
Yes.
You're like, wow, did you see the junk on that one?
Oh, man.
That girl's got a big old bonga donga.
But she's the one that got away, dude.
Yeah.
She just got away.
No,
couldn't
I'm
find
telling
her
you,
again.
That girl's junk was so big.
It had batteries.
They're like... What happened? I'll never be able to love again just because of this.
I have a friend who we kind of have a mutual non-threatening competition.
Okay.
As to who can post about spotting the first firefly first.
Oh.
And Elizabeth always wins. She was like, saw the first firefly, was like, yo, damn it. Damn you, Elizabeth.
Damn you.
I saw the second episode.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong.
Doesn't count.
No. 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 Oh, okay. Sorry. Plus, they started with the second episode.
I like the movie. I enjoyed Serenity.
Depressingly, I showed it to a girl who said she didn't like science fiction, and she was like, the very last episode of the season came on, and she was like, you know, I'm really getting into this.
No.
Like, bad news.
No.
I got bad news for you.
Bad news.
Wash is my favorite character.
Oh, honey.
So we support fireflies.
Yes.
We support the ecology.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in throwaway people.
No.
You should reward us.
Nice segue. Excellent. Well done. Well played,
What's
sir.
Been funny is I'm well looking played. At Monica going, watch this. Watch this.
I'm almost going to segue. Watch me.
Yeah. You can support us by, how can you support us?
Well, how can they support us, Brett?
And the simplest way is to go tell your friends about us.
Yes.
And say, hey, hand me your phone. And then they hand you the phone and you put the podcast in for two beers in. That's the first one.
Followed quickly by the app for Patreon.
Yeah, yes. Signing them up for Patreon on their phone.
Put Patreon on their phone and then ask them for their credit card.
Yes. It looks like a lima bean.
Oh, it does look like a lima bean.
It does.
It?
Looks like a lima bean.
I know. And patreon.com/2beersin. We have tiered services. You can just tell us who you are, and only $3 a month.
That's right.
And most of the time, I tend to post there before I post to the main thing on Mondays.
Why but is that? I don't want to.
Because
get
I get there first.
Okay.
I just so happen to get there first.
All right.
And then we also, for just $5 a month, you can get the extra episode where we talk about nothing threatening.
Except wombats.
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 Fuck wombats.
No thanks.
Yeah. You'll get chlamydia. But but you can also, if you want to just give, just throw some money our way, you can do it on Venmo or PayPal by going, putting in two beers in at weightlesspod.com, and we will gratefully take that money and turn it either into
probably sound equipment.
Posting. No, we got the sound equipment.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that for web space or something like that.
No, because there are no throwaway donations.
No. You are not throwaway people.
No.
And we do not throw away donations.
Lamborghinis?
Oh, we throw away Lamborghinis.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, those are
but we garbage. Recycle them thoughtfully.
Yes. We send them for art pieces.
Yes.
To, yeah.
To the Iron Giant.
Such a good movie. It's such a good movie. Yeah. So, if you want to hear us talk about more good movies, you have to listen to the Patreon episode. And you can't do that right now, can you? Because you haven't signed up for
$5
a month.
We don't know that.
And if you have, you're cool.
Yeah, you're cool.
Yeah. We're going to close. Since we've been talking about the Earth and about all of that sort of thing, I picked out a great song.
From the Earth?
It's called Save the Earth.
Oh.
And it's by this group called NSP. It's a group that EK quite loves, and I've seen their sister group called Twerp, which is quite good. So, please, everyone, listen carefully to the song. We thank you for listening to us. By the way, bless you, Doug, because you just sneezed. And I just
realized. I thought somebody, broke a pool.
Save the Earth, save the Doug.
Yeah, save the Doug.
Save the Doug.
Save the Doug. Still drinking my gin and tonic with the Angostura Bitters.
Getting mighty low.
I am one of your hosts, Brett Weaver.
I am your other host, Monica Ballard, enjoying an Austin East Cider.
And I'm Doug Pels, and I used to have a whiskey sour.
And now he doesn't.
Nope. So, I don't know where it went.
Until next week, thank you, and talk to you later. Listen to this.
To make it better tonight. The forests will grow anew. The oceans will gleam their crystal blue. And when our work is done, there's only one question I have for you. Is your mom single? Your mom could cycle in a new dad.
We're emitting more and more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. The polar ice caps are melting. Global temperatures are rising at an alarming rate. We need to reduce, reuse, recycle every day. Do you think you could eventually learn to love me as a father instead of just as your karate instructor?
Is your mom single? Carriage.
Timmy. Karate practice is over. Let's go home.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Do you like karate and also believe that we should save the planet? Okay, bye.
That went well.